I put together a play. For a few years, we went out and did a play about a young boy who had a gun and was going to kill himself, with Virginia Bamfield Thompson. Anyone remember her? She was an actress in this town. I went to a lot of little towns with that play.
You took calls back then. Would they say, I have a gun with me, or you hear a gun go off? Any of those experiences?
Sure, you can't help but have that if you're on that line. We used to take calls at home when we didn't have volunteers working in the office. Once at home, Jerry brought me some pop or water or whatever with ice. I was talking to this person a long time, and then finally he said, is that ice rattling? I said, yeah, it is. He said, you're sitting there having a cold drink while I'm spilling out my guts and telling you all the deep things I would never tell anybody. So I never did that again. One night I fell asleep. I was sitting on the edge of the bed. The call had come. Jerry would know to turn over or to wait for me. And I was dealing with one of these suicide cases, and I fell asleep. And that person had a right to kill themselves, because there they finally found somebody who says, yes, I want to listen to you. Tell me all about yourself. Suicide prevention worker doesn't want to reject anybody because there's no place else to go. But anyway, it ended up okay, but I'd done all those things. And I had a girl shoot herself while I was working on the line. She had told me she didn't have a gun anymore and someone had taken it away. Her brother had come, but she really did. You have lots of clues. You know, women talk about suicide a lot. Men attempt it without talking too much. You have certain clues if it's a man, if it's a woman, it's a young person. And all that goes out the window because everybody's an individual and you don't know what's going through their heads. She happened to be a go-go dancer. In those days, go up in a bar, up on a stage and dance with just minimal clothes on. She was having problems with a boyfriend. Anyway, she shot herself, but she shot herself in the stomach. Then I didn't hear anything for quite a few days, and she finally called me from the hospital. She said, do you know I did the worst thing in the world I could have done? I said, yeah, I agree with you. She said, I can't work anymore because I wear a bra and pants. And when I have this wound right here that I put on myself in the stomach, I lost being able to be a go-go girl anymore. So maybe she turned out to be something different.
You mentioned the Community Service Council. Tell us what that is.
It's a planning agency that plans for mental health programs and social programs for this part of the state, northeastern Oklahoma. Looks for needs, see where the needs are, and then tries to do studies on it, get money for agencies, and develop programs.
You became its executive director.
And I ran suicide prevention only because I was there. It also runs helpline to this. Oh, 211. That whole program is now called 211. You could just dial three numbers. I put that together between Federation and Community Service Council. But actually, all of these things I say I apologize for, because I didn't do it by myself. And sometimes I wasn't even the leader. But I was involved in it, and I felt very involved in it. And with the good people in Tulsa that worked with me, I was able to do a lot of these things.
You remained the executive director then for a number of years.
At Community Service Council?
Right.
Yeah, near 15 years.
Right. So some of the things that were accomplished while you were there, the Women's Resource Center?
The YWCA Women's Resource Center. We started with the YWCA. The YWCA used to get in trouble in those years. People in Tulsa, especially men who ran businesses, conservatives, did not like the idea of the YWCA being so involved in feminist programs and feminist designs. They wanted them to be quiet little ladies and take care of themselves, and that's all. But the YWCA women would go to a conference someplace and get all hepped up at that conference, and they'd sign a lot of things that they wanted done and come back with these declarations, proclamations, and they'd get themselves in trouble with the United Way in getting money for their programs, because they were too radical. The leadership of the YWCA, when I first started, and I did all of the reviews of the agency, so in those days, we had a lot to do with the United Way. But they didn't believe that women who were in trouble could be saved very well. They were just women who turned the wrong way. But young boys and men could always be saved, and the Boy Scouts could save anybody. Any program you develop for boys, you could get money for it. But it's hard to get money for domestic violence. Oh, my gosh. Fought to get money for that program. And until we had some women come in to the board of directors of the United Way, the YWCA had a hard time. I knew that the United Way took back money. At the end of the year, if they gave you $100,000 and you only spent $85,000, then you had to return that 15. Then they would call me up, myself, and Phil Dessauer was my assistant. He's now the director of that agency for a number of years. We'd meet with them. We'd say, don't you have something you want to do that you can't get money for, the United Way won't fund? And I'd say, oh, yeah, we'd like to open up this for women. I said, well, let's take that $15,000 and start a program before you have to give it away. Before December 15th. After December 15th, they would get suspicious that I was doing something out there as the money wasn't coming back in. But if you did it before then, you could get away with it. So we started some programs. One was that. Multicultural Service Center was another program that we went to the Y with and said, people are coming in. Immigration now was here. I worked a lot in immigration in those days, both as a volunteer with the Federation. You know, for years I was on the Federation board before I went to work for them. So when I left the Community Service Council, the United Way said to me, your hobby has been the Jewish Federation all these years while you worked here. I hope you'll make your hobby United Way when you go to work for the Federation. Doesn't always work that way.